ॐ अथातो ब्रह्मजिज्ञासा सो जिज्ञासा ब्रह्मजिज्ञासा जिज्ञासा ज्ञातुमिच्छा इच्छाया कर्म ज्ञानम् ज्ञानस्य कर्म ब्रह्म श्लोक है और इफ यू मेक जिज्ञासा इनटू वन आइटम सो द डिजायर टू नो सो द कर्म ऑफ द डिजायर टू नो इज ब्रह्म So like that, it is there. So this Brahmajijnyasa, what kind of samasa it is? Some discussion on that. In this discussion, it looks like a theoretical discussion or academic discussion. Academic discussion means, you know what it is? Pointless discussion in chatta. Academic discussion means pointless discussion. That is how the word academic is used. Very, very, very. Beautiful word to convey an interesting meaning. So you should not think like that because if you go to Purva Mimamsa, Tato Dharma Jignyasa is there. There Sharma Swami puts it as a Dharmaya Jignyasa, Dharma Jignyasa, not Dharmasya Jignyasa. Dharmasya Swarupam Jnatva Kinkaroshi, Dharmam Upadayitum Jignyasa Kriyate. नतु धर्मस्य स्वरूपं ज्ञात्वा उपविष्टुं जिज्ञासा न क्रियते धर्मस्य स्वरूपज्ञानेन किमपि प्रयोजनं नास्ति धर्मस्य स्वरूपं ज्ञात्वा धर्मस्य अनुष्ठानं कृत्वा धर्मम् उत्पादनीयं भवति ओके टु फालो दट् दट् मच् देयरफॉर देयर धर्माय जिज्ञासा इति द एग्जांपल गिवन इज गो सम्मेलनं Go-sammelanam, you should not say Gavam-sammelanam. Shashthetra-prasha, you should not say, because if you say Gavam-sammelanam, you get the meaning that all the cows have thought of coming together and they came together. That kind of a meaning will come. It is not acceptable. You have to say Gopyas-sammelanam. So, even if you bring the cows together, you have the welfare of the cows in mind. For their welfare's sake, you are bringing them together. Put all cows together so that you can take care of them. Gopyaha, chaturthi bahuvachanam, gopyasammelanam. Similarly, dharmaya jignyasa, dharma jignyasa. That is the way they have said it. So here also, brahmane jignyasa, that Mimamsakas would love that. So for the sake of creating Brahma, we are doing jignyasa. That is not acceptable. Because Brahma is not like dharma. Dharma साध्य है भव्य धर्म इज भव्य माने साध्य माने समथिंग टू बी क्रिएटेड बाय एक्टिंग ब्रह्म न साध्य न भव्य ब्रह्म भूतम सिद्धम इत्यर्थः एंड देयरफॉर ब्रह्मणे जिज्ञासा चतुर्थी इरेलेवेंट देयरफॉर ब्रह्मणः जिज्ञासा षष्ठी व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ हैविंग सेटल्ड दैट षष्ठी कैन मीन कर्मणि षष्ठी कर्तृकर्मण कृति प्रत्ययांते परे सति षष्ठी कर्म कर्म बोधयति सो षष्ठी गिव्स यू द मीनिंग ऑफ कर्म व्हेन द कृत प्रत्यय इज फॉलोइंग देयरफॉर टेक इट एज ब्रह्मणो जिज्ञासा सो व्हाई नॉट ब्रह्मणो जिज्ञासा शेष षष्ठी फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल द मीमांसका डजंट एग्री फॉर षष्ठी बट यू पुल यू होल्ड हिज नोस एंड पुल हिम इनटू द षष्ठी एंड देयर ही डजंट वांट कर्मणः षष्ठी ही वांट्स अ शेष षष्ठी ब्रह्म संबंधी जिज्ञासा ब्रह्म संबंधिनी जिज्ञासा दैट इज द मीनिंग ही वांट्स सो दैट यू कैन समहाउ पुश कर्म द वे ऑफ ब्रह्म कर्म इज आल्सो रिलेटेड टू ब्रह्म चित्तशुद्धि एंड ऑल दैट सो दैट इज निच्चकर्मास ओनली चित्तशुद्धि इज गिवन बाय निच्चकर्मास नॉट काम्य कर्मास नो अनलेस ही डज काम्य कर्मास देन ऑल ही कैनॉट कम टू निच्चकर्मास Therefore, indirectly, they find a way to push Kami Karmas also into Brahmajnana. That is the Abhisandhi, the Kudha Abhisandhi, the secret intention of the Mimamsakas in proposing Shesha Shashti. Keep it as Brahma Sambandhini Jignyasa. We don't want it. We want it Karma Shashti only. Why? Because Brahma Karma Ka Jignya Vicharaha. If you say like that, So vicharaha requires a karma, therefore brahma karma ka vicharaha. That will tell you brahma swarupa vicharaha icharta. That meaning will come. When you say shesha shashti, that brahma swarupa vichara, that meaning won't come. Brahma sambandhi vichara only comes. ब्रह्मस्वरूप सो कर्म षष्ठी इफ यू टेक इट विल गिव यू क्लियरली दिस स्वरूप विचार ऑफ मीनिंग therefore karma nishashti only this is some technical thing you have to bear with it for a while then we will move again further so karma nishashti what could be the reason karma is pratyaksham apekshitam whereas if you make it sesha shashti and then bring karma also brahma sambandhini jignasa suppose you say like that in that sambandha karma also can come karma you need not drop it karma also will come along with karma, a few other things also will be there. That is the advantage of taking sambandha shashti. That is the argument of Mimamsakas. We don't accept. Because if you bring a karma via sesha, first you make sesha shashti. And sambandhaarthe, sesha shashti means sambandha. All kinds of sambandha are included in sesha. Therefore make it sesha shashti. And the karma rupa sambandha is also included in sesha. Therefore, you bring in karma artha indirectly. Whereas when you say karmanaha shashti and karma arthe shashti, brahmanaha jinyasa, like that shashti karma arthe, if you say that, karma is coming directly. And we want the brahma to be karma directly, not indirectly. So that is the reason why we do karmani shashti, not sheshe shashti. These are some of the ideas associated with that samasa. Let us see what Bhashyakara says. Nanu shesha shashti parigrahe vibhrahmanaha jidnyasa karmatvarna virudhyate sambandha samanyasya vishesha nishthatva. That is where we are looking at. So your karma won't go anywhere. You need not to keep karmatvam for the Brahma. Brahma is the karma for vichara, for jidnyasa. To get that meaning, you need not make it karmani shashti. Because even if you make sesha shashti, sambandhaarthe shashti, brahma sambandhini jignasa, and so what kind of sambandha, karma rupa sambandha, that also will come. In addition to that sambandha, some other related sambandhas also will come. Therefore there is an advantage in getting the sesha shashti. And by doing sesha shashti, that doesn't oppose brahma becoming the karma for jijnyasa. Brahmanaha jijnyasa karmatvam shesha shashtya na virudhyate. Because sambandha is the samanyartha in general. What kind of sambandha it is? Karma rupa sambandha. Therefore samanyam visheshe paryavasyati. So to give samanyartha, brahma sambandhini jijnyasa. Now kaunsa sambandha hai? What kind of sambandha? Like that when you ask a question, so the jijnyasa of the karma which is brahma, jijnyasaya karma brahma bhavati, like that karma will be coming. Karma is one of the samandhas. So samanya, samanyam pratijnaya, so that samanya can be culminated in the vishesha. It is always like that. All people are welcome, and therefore this person also is also allowed automatically because he is one among the all. Therefore, every person, single person, will be allowed in. So that kind of a thing it is. That is the Purvapaksha. That is Purvapaksha. While listening to the Purvapaksha, it sounds as if it is the final word. Okay? So, so the Purvapaksha is take sesha shashti. Your karmatvam is not opposed. On the other hand, the samanya sambandha is always fixed, it gets fixed in the particular relation. It is like gotva jatihi, you say, gotva jatihi, gotvam. Gotvam is jati, the cowness. Now show me cowness, where it is you show me. How will you show cowness? You will take the person to a cow and ask him to see the cow. So the character that you find in that cow is called cowness, like that you will tell him. Therefore, without the particular person or individual, you cannot describe the samanya, that is the general method. Similarly here also, particular sambandha is karma rupa sambandha. By taking samanya sambandha, the karma rupa sambandha will be automatically included. That is how samanya works. Therefore, why should you bother about it? That is the Purvapaksha, that is the Siddhanta, it is being refuted. एवमपि प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मणः कर्मत्वं सूद्या सामान्यद्वारेण कर्मत्वं कल्पयतः व्यर्थप्रयासः स्यात् इति सिद्धान्तवाक्य. So even if you present it that way, evamapi means sambandhathe svikrute sati sambandhadvarena karmanah api svikarasyat, even in that situation. So brahmanah pratyaksham karmatvam usrutya. You see, karmatvam is pratyaksham. Pratyaksham means direct. You see, like it is, the questions are asked, like jignyasa, jnatum ichha, jignyasa, karya, jignyasa, vicharha, you know, jignyasa, karya. So immediately, jnatum ichha, what, that is the question, that is the direct question arises. The very first question is what, no what, then Brahma, that is the pratyakshatvam. The immediate expectancy is, it applies to karma. That is the pratyakshatvam of karma, that you give up, that you set aside. And you give the meaning of sambandha. Shashti has got the sambandhartha. Therefore, first give the sambandha. And then through sambandha, sambandha could be multiple. All kinds of sambandhas are possible. Through that sambandha, which is samanya, you arrive at the karma as one of the possible sambandhas. That means you are arriving at the karma in an indirect way. That is the parokshatvam. Parokshatvam is indirectness. Pratyakshatvam is directness. Like I see, so I am seeing, it is the directness. So the direct karma you give up and arrive at the same karma via the sambandha. So sambandha paroksha karmatvam kalpayataha. You have to work out the paroksha karmatvam. This kind of an effort is worthless. It is a wasteful effort. What is the pratyakshatvam, parokshatvam, you know? Kartru karmano kruti iti panini nirdishtam sutram makes karma pratyaksha. That is the pratyakshatvam. That is the beautiful ratna prabha. I said the pratyakshatvam slightly differently. He follows his own scheme, you know. We are welcome to follow our scheme, nothing wrong in it. We should think also. It is not just a translating Ratna Prabha and putting before you. I will bring out my own idiosyncrasies also, you should bear with it, okay? What Ratna Prabha says. And that, but I am impressed by what he said. He says, Kartru Karmano Kruti Iti Sutre, na? जिज्ञासापदस्य अकार प्रत्ययान्तत्वेन कृतन्तस्य योगे विहितं प्रथमापेक्षितं कर्मत्वं. प्रथमापेक्षित मीन्स फर्स्टली एक्सपेक्टेड, इमीडिएट एक्सपेक्टेंसी. आई टोल्ड यू दैट इज प्रथमापेक्षा, नॉट प्रथमाविभक्ति. ओके, इमीडिएट एक्सपेक्टेंसी, द वेरी फर्स्ट एक्सपेक्टेंसी इज दैट ऑफ कर्म एंड दैट यू गिव इट अप. And Padini has made it very comfortably available for you. Karmana kartru karmano kruti iti. That kind of pratyakshatvam. Pratyakshatvam means vyakarana shastra nirdishtatvam. That you give up and take up the alternate route of sesha sashti etc. The parokshan. Parokshan he gives ashabdam kalpayataha. Shabdam is Padini. Padini shabda. Padini sutra is the shabda. And therefore, karmatva, you have to create it, you have to bring in. With your thinking, you have to bring in. It is not coming directly by Panini's word. That is the ashabdam there. So Panini's sutras are considered smurti. They are considered smurti. Means smurti is mandatory. You cannot violate it. That's why one Mahatma said, the grammar is the graveyard of a language. Because you cannot violate it. You cannot use any usage of your own liking. You cannot. So no freedom is given in the long use of language. And therefore language, it becomes stunted. It doesn't grow anymore. So these are some of the issues associated with making Panini into a Smriti. Panini did not want his Vyakaran to be a Smriti. He wanted to help the language to grow, but just it is taken the other way. Anyway, that is a digression. That has nothing to do with it. Okay. It's a comment I felt like making, and so I made it. Therefore, the effort is a waste. That is how the Purvapaksha is refuted. Purvapaksha is a Shesha Shashti Paksha. That is the Purvapaksha. Karmani Shashti Paksha is the Siddhanta. Now, the Purvapaksha is saying, Navyarthaha.
Navyarthaha.
No, don't say like that. The effort of what? Making Shesha Shashti. And the Shesha is Samandhartha, which is Samanya. And then out of that Samanya, generate the Vishesha Karmatvam. That is the effort. That effort is not a waste. Why? Because Brahma Shrita Ashesha Vichara Pratijnana Thakvaditi Chet.
Brahma Shrita Ashesha Vichara Pratijnana
Thakvaditi Chet. You see, if our aim is only karma, Brahma is the karma for Jignasa. If that is the only meaning we are trying to derive, then this Shesha Shashti route becomes a roundabout, and therefore extra wasteful effort. But there is an advantage in taking Shesha Shashti route. It will get your karma, though directly. In addition to that, not only the karmatvam of Brahma is being discussed, vichara is not only that of karma of the Brahma, a karmatvam of the Brahma, but also many other things related to Brahma can be discussed also. The scope of vichara becomes expanded. Suppose you take Karmani Shashti. Now the scope of vichara is Brahma Jijnyasaya Karma. That the vichara is restricted to that much only. Whereas if you take Shesha Shashti, so many other items in addition to karmatvam related to Brahma can be discussed. Therefore, the effort is not wasteful. What could be the so many other things, you know? So like Brahma Lakshanam Kim, Brahmani Pramanah Kim, Pramanam Kim, then Brahmani Yuktih Ka, then Jnana Sadhanam, Brahmanyanasya Sadhanam Kim, Brahmanyanasya Phalam Kim, so all come under the Samandhartha. Brahma Sambandhini Jijnyasa means Brahma Jnana Phalas Phalam Kim, you can ask for Phala. Brahma Jnana Brahmani Pramanam Kim, you can ask for Pramana. Yukti, this, that. So many other related items will come into vichara. On the other hand, if you restrict yourself to karma, then only karma will come, everything else will be dropped. Therefore, Shesha Shashti Paksha, though it requires a little extra effort to get in karma, still it is the superior paksha. That is how the Mimamsaka, the Purvapakshi says. Purvapakshi's idea is somehow take Shesha Shashti, Samandhartha Shashti, and push in a few more things into Brahma Vichara. Like you have to do some upasana. Therefore, upasana is also part of the Brahma Vichara. Some karmas you have to do, sadhana you need, antaranga sadhana, bahiranga sadhana, etc. Therefore, bring all of them into vichara. So this way, so many other things can be pushed into it. Sambandha, sambandha means direct sambandha, antaranga sambandha, bahiranga sambandha, all kinds of sambandhas can be incorporated, and you can bring out many, many more things into the vichara. And there is a kind of agenda in that Shesha Shashti Paksha. Whereas Shankara, he doesn't want to be distracted like that. You don't want to be distracted like that. You have to be very focused. Suppose I tell you, you tell me, please think, you are all very early and very knowledgeable people. Suppose we conduct a camp. Say Dhyana Yoga camp. We are planning a camp in Zoe. For 7 days, we study Bhagavad Gita Dhyana Yoga. I can only take 2 classes, not more than that, and meditation and satsanga. That is the maximum that can happen in a day. That is 3 hours all put together, 3 hours 3.5 hours. But still in a day, the people can be awake for 15 hours. Therefore, what shall we do? Morning we will have some other session where somebody will come and give some description of some useful karmas. And in the evening we can have some nice music and dance program after dinner. Or after satsanga we can have a music or dance program. And then in the afternoon some personality development, the master has come and he will give a lecture. And suppose I introduce another 3-4 items. So what will happen now? Will it make the camp very fruitful or will it spoil the camp? It will spoil the camp. People should understand. So, morning dhyanam, before that some karma, and after dhyanam some chit-chatting, and then some nice breakfast, and some personality development course, and then some music, some dance, some hasya, some kavi sammelanam, and then ashtavasanam. All these things you put in addition to dhyana. You are not doing any service to the people that way. Take 3 hours of class per day, that is enough shravanam in a given day. And then let them contemplate, let them study. There is a library, they can study, they can go to the Ganga and sit on a stone and look at the Ganga and contemplate. And then after contemplating, then come back to the shravanam at the appointed time. It should be like that. You should not push so many distractions into it. That's why I do not entertain such distractions. I say, no, leave them alone. No, they are all free. Let them be free. No, they will be chit-chat. Let them chit-chat. People who chit-chat, chit-chat. But there are some people who just keep quiet. So give them that chance. Don't push so many things in their way. That is not the way to conduct a retreat, that I say. So you don't want so many distractions in between just because the audience, the captive audience is available. So therefore push whatever you want, the agenda you push in the way. Therefore these people, they want to do Brahmavichara. Therefore all your agenda you push their way by making a Shesha Shashti. Shankara is not going to accept it. Shankara says, you do only one Vichara. Of what? Of Brahma. And what else? Nothing else. Stay with that. That is the idea. Just it is not academic discussion. There is a lot of gudha, bhisandhi, vipurupaksha, not academic. This is not, you should not imagine that Shankara is sitting here and all purupakshis are sitting there, something is going on, and then he wins, and they all will sit with heads, and Shankara will be put, a throne will be put, and he will be put there, and a kiritam will be put on his head. You don't imagine like that. All these Paramahansa Siddhanti, they are imagined, that they are not real. Shankara is not interested in winning over somebody. You cannot win over somebody by logical arguments. You can win over somebody only with love. And he knows it. Therefore, you should not conclude like that. Chalo, they are all some of the related but not exactly related things, some digression. So, Dandi Paramahansa. This Paramahansa, no, it is not accepted. And why? Pradhana parigrahe tadapekshitanam arthakshiptatvat. You see, first you accept the main thing, main karaka, jijnyasa, jijnyasa. Kasya jijnyasa, that is the pradhana karakam karma. Brahmano jijnyasa. You accept it, you take it first, pradhana you take it. Once you have taken the pradhana, if any other related things are there, they will be brought in by artha. Artha means, so pradhanasya arthaha, the karma. So artha kshiptaha, artha to suchana bhavati. So, when you take the pradhana as the main meaning, that is the artha. Pradhana is the primary meaning, that is the karma, that is the artha, okay? See, take the meaning and all other related things will be brought in by that meaning, okay? Or artha, the thing. So, what is the thing? Take it like that. What is the thing? Artha is the thing. What is it? Brahma. Which is the karma. what is the job to be done? Jignyasa. Jignyasa of what? Of what thing? The thing called Brahma. And that you take. So having taken that thing, then everything else will be brought in by that the thing. That is called Arthakshakta. Okay? That is how other things will be brought in. You don't worry. So Brahma Karma Ka Vichare Kriyamane Sati Vicharasya Phalam Kim, that also will come. Katham Vicharah Kartam Yaha, that also will come. Everything will come. So Artha Kshikto Bhavati. Okay? Artha is the karma, which is Brahma. Sab padarthon ka arthataha akshepa ho jata hai. That is how he did it. That is where we have described also. Very nice. Therefore, it is enough to accept the primary karaka in this case, which is karma. Given the primary karaka, you need not run away into a no karaka. Sambandha is not a karaka. No karaka sambandhartha you need not take. Generally, Shashti they don't like. In Mimamsa, whether it is Purvamimamsa or Uttaramimamsa. Because Shashti doesn't prescribe any particular karakam. Karakam, Kriyanvayi karakam. Whatever participates in the action, that is called karakam. By Shashti, you don't get any participating element. Karta, karma, they are the main things. Therefore, you take karakam only. And when Panini has provided an opportunity to take a karakam from karma, from Shashti, why don't you accept it? You take that only. Brahma hi jnanena aptumishtatamatvad sadharam si kartureepsitatamam karma. That is the sutra for karma, Panini sutra. He is pointing out to that. So, kartureepsitatamam karma. The person is doing an action. By doing that action, what is it that he wants to gain the most? That is the gain the most. That is very important. Suppose you say, brahmajinyase kriyamana, brahmajinyasayam kriyamanayam. So, some people, whosoever do brahmajinyasa, give them some bhikshan dakshina. So, will you do brahmajinyasa for the sake of bhikshana dakshina? No. Therefore, bhikshana dakshina are not the ipsitatama, they are not. Then what is ipsitatama for the jinyasa? Brahma is the ipsitatama. Suppose we are all sitting here and able to do vichara only because of some datas, some donors are there. They gave some money and the building is made, and they gave some bhiksha mandara arrangement is also made. Some people are arranging it, that's why we are able to sit here and do. So, because now we are doing Brahma Vichara to attract those things? No. Brahma Vichara we are doing for the sake of Brahma only. Therefore, that is called, I am explaining the meaning of the Tamap Pratyaya. Kartur Ipsitam Karma, no. Ipsita Tamam Karma. Tamap Pratyaya. That becomes a karma. There may be a few other things which also we like, we don't mind. Suppose somebody gives the extra, it's okay, we don't mind. But that is not the ipsitatama, only Brahma is the ipsitatama. So Shankara says, Brahma hi jnanena aptum ishtatamatvat. So aptum to gain. You want to gain Brahma by jnana. Okay? So Brahma jnana ichha. So ichhayah karma brahmajnanam. Why you want brahmajnanam? Because jnanena brahma aptum ishtatamam. By that jnana, we will discuss the jnana later. You may wonder, what is that jnana? Is it urti jnanam or samadara jnanam? I will come to all of that. Okay, we will not leave anything. We will cover all aspects of it. So presently you take this much. Ichha brahma jnyasa. What is the ichha? What ichha ya karma jnanam? Jnanasya karma brahma. Being karma, it becomes a ishtatamam. Tamap you have to put there. Therefore, aptum ishtatamam. So to gain, it is the most desired to gain. What Brahma? By what? Jnana. Through jnanam. Jnanena. You have to bring in jnanam also, because ichchaya karma jnanam. So he is explaining it. Tasmin pradhane.
Tasmin pradhane.
Jnyasa karmani parigrihite.
Jnyasa karmani parigrihite.
So tasmin means brahmani. Because earlier vakya brahma jnanena, like that it said. Therefore tasmin brahmani, which is the pradhana. That is the primary thing. Because the jnyasa, kasya jnyasa brahmanaha jnyasa. The primary thing it is, so once you accept it, jijnyasayah karmani, tasmin brahmani parigrihite sati, prathane, tasmin brahmani parigrihite, the primary thing, which is the brahma, which is the karma for the jijnyasa, so once that is accepted, the other things will follow automatically. What are the other things? Yehi jijnyasitair vinam. Brahma jijnyasitanna bhavati. Jijnyasa means vicharaha. Without contemplating upon those things, you cannot contemplate upon Brahma. Or without inquiring upon those things, the inquiry of the Brahma will be incomplete. Suppose there are a few such things. They will all be taken into account. So, I want to inquire about Brahman. But to inquire about Brahman, this also should be inquired. Why? Because without inquiring about this and this, you cannot proceed with the vichara of the Brahma. Okay, then we will do the vichara of those things also. Therefore, when you take the primary thing, it will bring in all other related things automatically. Tani artha kshiptanyeva. So what all other things are to be inquired upon, they will all be brought into the context of vichara. By what? By the Brahma itself. Brahma is the artha. Once Brahma is taken into account, by that Brahma, which is the artha, which is the thing, important thing there, pradhanam. So by that, all other elements will be brought in. Na prathak sutra idavyani. Therefore, to do the Brahma vichara, so Brahma jijnyasa, Brahmano jijnyasa, Brahma karmaka jijnyasa. So karma is accounted for. But then certain sadhana samagri is needed for the vichara. Therefore you have to make a separate sutra to incorporate the sadhana samagri into vichara, not necessary. Because once the primary Brahma is included, is brought into the vichara, the primary thing will bring in automatically whatever other elements are required for the vichara. Therefore you need not make another sutra to bring in those things. For that he is giving an example. Yatha
raja
saugachati
yukte
samarivarasya rajnyaha
gamana
muktam bhavati
talvat.
For example, Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji has come to our ashram. It was said. Then you ask, what about his private secretary? Did also he come? Yeah, he also came. What about his security guard? He also came. What about his protocol secretary? He also came. What about the driver of his car? He also came. You have to say all those things. I have to say like that. Should I say Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come? The driver of his bulletproof car came. His personal secretary came. His protocol secretary came. And his security secretary came. Should I say all these things? It is enough to say Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come to this ashram. Sudhananda was telling me, Narendra Modi came and he met Pooja Swamiji, and then he asked a few things and he went around It was 50 minutes. And by the time 50 minutes are over, one person suddenly appeared from nowhere. He was keeping himself inconspicuous at some point all around. Suddenly at the 50th minute he appeared. And he said to Narendra Modi ji, "Sir, time is over." Then immediately he got up and they went away. Over. "No, bye-bye, I am taking leave now. And earlier I have done only two namaskaras, let me do one more namaskara." Hey, kya baat hai? How many namaskaras people have to do per day? So how many times you have to take leave? So take leave one time on the bedside, and then take leave at the gate, at the door, and take one more leave at the gate, and take one more leave from inside the car without closing the door, and then close the door and window, and then take one more leave. Kya baat hai? Tamasha hai. All unnecessary. We are wasting our energy and we are totally distracted people. There is no focus on anything. So should not be like that. We should be crisp. Swami Sudhananda ji told me, once that person came and told in Hindi, "Sir, 50 minutes. Immediately he went down, said like this, and walked into the car. And sat in the car. The car started and over. And by the time these people realize that something is going on, he's gone." It will be like that. So, yathar raja gichati chitte, saparivaro raja gichati iti bhavati tadvat. So, rajnaha gamanam, you need not describe entire parivara like that. Okay, tadvat. And that is one reason. One reason for karma, karmani shashti varigraha. To avoid shesha shashti, that is one reason. One more, another beautiful reason. Shrutyanugamacha. That is called sangraha bhashya. Cha means already one reason is given, one more reason is given in the event. That's why he puts cha, otherwise he will not put cha. Reason, how do you know it is the reason? Panchami vibhakti, shrutyanugamacha. Anugama means following. Anusara, anugama, following. You follow the Shruti also by taking Karmani Shashti. If you take Shesha Shashti, you have given up on the Shruti. Because Shruti is pointing out or hinting at the Karmani Shashti. It is not keeping quiet about the Shesha, etc. I mean, Shruti doesn't point out any particular Karaka. Then you can go for Shesha. But here, Shruti is particularly talking of karmani, karmatvam of Brahma. How? Yato va imani bhutani jayante.
Yato va imani bhutani jayante.
Nityadhyā śrutayah.
Nityadhyā śrutayah.
Tad vidhijñāsasva.
Tad vidhijñāsasva.
Tad Brahma.
Tad Brahma.
Iti pratyakṣameva.
Pratyakṣameva.
Brahmanah. Sākarmatvam darśayanti. So this Shruti Vakyas are there. So Bhrigu approaches father Varuna and asks to know Brahman. Then father says, yato va imani bhutani jayante, like that he starts. Yataha panchami. Panchami mane karanam. And in Vedanta, karanam is always upadana karanam, unless otherwise mentioned. That is the Vedanta situation. Whereas in Nyayan Vaisheshika, karanam is always nimitta karanam, unless otherwise mentioned. That is how it works. Whereas in Vedanta, it is always upadana. So they may not use the word upadana, but it is always upadana. Panchami, mane, upadana. So yataha means it. Yasmad upadana karanat, so this jagat is originating, etc. So that is the Brahma that you know, that you find, that you inquire and know. Tad vijnyasasva. That tad is dvitiya ekavachanam, which is that is the prachakshatvam. In so many words, Shruti presents Brahma as the karma of the vichara. Therefore, we have to follow the Shruti. By following the Shruti, you have to do Karma Shashti only. Okay? Brahmanaha Prachakshameva జిజ్ఞాసా కర్మత్వం దర్శయతి. బై యూజింగ్ ద్వితీయా విభక్తి ఏకవచనం డైరెక్ట్లీ శృతి ఈజ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ ది కర్మత్వం ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మ ఇన్ ది విచార. ఓకే, ఓకే. తచ్చ కర్మణి షష్ఠీ పరిగ్రహే సూత్రేణ అనుగతం భవతి. ఇస్ తచ్చ మీన్స్ వాట్? తత్ శృతి వాక్యం, దట్ శృతి వాక్య అనుగతం భవతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ నైస్లీ ఫాలోడ్ బై అస్ బై టేకింగ్ కర్మత్వం ఫర్ ది బ్రహ్మ ఇన్ ది సూత్ర. సో సూత్రేణ అనుగతం భవతి దళితి విషయవాక్య ఫర్ దిస్ అధికరణం, ఫర్ ది నెక్స్ట్ అధికరణం జన్మాంత్యత దళితి విషయవాక్య ఇతో వాయుమాన్ జాయతే ఫర్ దిస్ అధికరణం తద్విజిజ్ఞాసస్వ తద్బ్రహ్మేతి దళితి అధికరణం ఫర్ దిస్ విషయ ఫర్ దిస్ అధికరణం దేర్ఫోర్ దళితి విషయవాక్య దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ ది విషయవాక్య బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ అస్ కర్మ. సో యూ హ్యావ్ నైస్లీ ఫాలోడ్ దట్ కర్మత్వం ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ బై టేకింగ్ కర్మషష్ఠి కర్మణ షష్ఠి. తస్మాత్ కర్మణః ఇతి కర్మణి షష్ఠి. దేర్ఫోర్ నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ బ్రహ్మణః జిజ్ఞాస. దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ దేర్ ఆల్ బ్రహ్మణే జిజ్ఞాస. వి హావ్ డిస్మిస్డ్ అనదర్ పాసిబిలిటీ. దెన్ ఓన్లీ వన్ పాసిబిలిటీ ఇస్ లెఫ్ట్, దట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మణః జిజ్ఞాస. And that shashti is necessarily karmani shashti. That is it. Now, jinyasa. Brahma jinyasa, you know. Brahmanaha jinyasa. Brahmanaha what is it? Now he is coming to jinyasa. Jnatum iccha jinyasa.
Jnatum iccha jinyasa.
So the desire to know. That is the meaning of jinyasa. What is this knowing? What do you mean by knowing? సో అవగతి పర్యంతం జ్ఞానం సన్వాచ్యాయా కర్మ. సో సన్ ప్రత్యయ యు కెన్ సీ దట్ ఇన్ జిజ్ఞాస. దేర్ ఇస్ సన్ ప్రత్యయ, ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఇచ్ఛా. సో సన్వాచ్యాయా ఇచ్ఛాయా, ఫర్ ఇచ్ఛా దెర్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎ కర్మ. డిజైర్, డిజైరింగ్ వాట్? కర్మ. వాట్ ఇస్ ది కర్మ? జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం ఇస్ ది కర్మ. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. జ్ఞానం సన్వాచ్యాయాః ఇచ్ఛాయాః కర్మ. దెన్ దిస్ జ్ఞాన, దిస్ జ్ఞాన కుడ్ బి అట్ మల్టిపుల్ లెవెల్స్. యూ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్. వెన్ యూ డోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్లీ దట్ వీ గెట్ కాట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఇంట్రాక్టబుల్ కాంట్రడిక్షన్స్. జ్ఞాన హ్యాస్ మల్టిపుల్ లెవెల్స్. Like knowledge, suppose a book is sitting here, does it have knowledge or not? It has. It is a book of knowledge only. That is, there is knowledge in the book. Okay? And you purchase it and put in your shelf. So that is also important. I don't say this knowledge has come anywhere near you, etc. But putting in the shelf is not the point. So now you take the book into your hand. అండ్ యూ సపోజ్ ఘట జ్ఞానం, ఒక బుక్ ఇస్ ఆల్ రైట్ ఘట జ్ఞానం. సో యూ లుక్, యూ సీ విత్ ది ఐస్ అండ్ నో ది ఘట. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఐంద్రియక జ్ఞానం. ఓకే, ఇన్ సంస్క్రిట్ దే కాల్ ఇట్ ఉపజ్ఞానం. యూ డోంట్ కాల్ ఇట్ జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం వుడ్ బి ఏ జనరల్ వర్డ్. అండ్ అయం ఘట ఇది జ్ఞానం అమాభూత్. So now he is a Jnani Mahatma. Is it like that? It is not like that. Then what is that Jnana? So everything is Jnana. What is not Jnana? So he says, Ayam Sarpaha Ita Sarpa Jnana Tasya Bhuta. So that is also Jnana. Therefore, not like that. So Ropa Jnana. Clean. Ropa Jnana. Don't say Swarupa. Say Ropa Jnana. Swa is you. సో రూపజ్ఞానం భవతి. సో ది హౌ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ రూపజ్ఞానం త్రూ ఇంద్రియ శబ్దజ్ఞానం రూపజ్ఞానం గంధజ్ఞానం రసజ్ఞానం స్పర్శజ్ఞానం ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ జ్ఞానాస్ they are called Aindriyakam Jnanam. Aindriyakam Jnanam. Okay? Now, suppose you look at a mountain peak, and the smoke is billowing out of that mountain peak. And then Aindriyaka Jnanam is there. Dhuma Jnanam is Aindriyaka Jnanam. But you think now. You start thinking. So you have what is called Vyapti Jnanam. Vyapti Jnanam is some information that is sitting in the memory. It is called Vyapti Jnanam. That is also Jnanam only for the Mimamsa, for the Tarkikas, everything is Jnanam. For Vedantins, only one thing is really Jnanam. Suppose you say he is a great Jnani. What do you mean? He knows fire whenever he sees smoke. Is that the Jnani? No. Therefore, that Vyapti Jnanam. Yatra yatra dhumaha, tatra tatra vanyaniti vyapti. So that he knows. That is sitting, that is the memory. That is the software which is already sitting with him. And he pulls out that software and puts two and two together. Puts a few things together. And then he knows. What he knows? Parvato vanyama. He knows. That vanyamatva jnanam or vanyi jnanam. So that jnanam happened. Now this jnanam, it is not certainly upajnanam, it is not aindriyaka, it is upajnanam only, but not aindriyaka jnanam. Because only indriya is not enough. And manas has to pull out the vyapti jnana and put a few things together. This is called manasam jnanam, you can call it. But Ratna Prabhakara, I cannot tell you where exactly it is, I will show you when it comes. So in Adhyasavasya he said it. He calls it Bauddhikam Jnanam. Bauddhikam Jnanam. Okay? So, suppose you study Vedanta Shastra and you acquire some scholarship, Panditya. Therefore, now Vedanta Shastra Panditya, it is called Bauddhikam Jnanam. Therefore, you have to understand that there is a thing called Bauddhika Jnana. No, there is no thing called Bauddhika. Why do you say there is no thing called Bauddhika Jnana? It is there. And even Ratna Prabhakara talks of it. It's not that because Ratna Prabhakara talked, therefore, that is only to support the view. Is it not clear to you that it is Bauddhikam Jnanam? It is there. Now, this Jnanena Aptumishtatamam, this Jnana, so is it enough if it goes up to that Bauddhika Jnana Paryantam? Is that what you have to say? No. He is not saying like that. He is saying avagati paryantam. He is not saying bauddhika jnana paryantam. If not bauddhika jnana, some synonym, some word which corresponds to that, he could put there. He did not put it there. Anything corresponding to bauddhika jnana, he did not put it there. He put something altogether different. That is called avagati paryantam. And what is this avagatihi? Sakshatkaraha. That is the meaning given. Sakshatkaraha. Now, you see, this bowl, suppose sakshatkara is deeper. Let us say deeper. Rupa jnanam is outer. Bauddhika jnanam is inner. And now you are going deeper than bauddhika jnanam. Right? You are going deeper than bauddhika jnanam. So that is the idea of deeper. Not physically deeper or anything. So metaphor it is. So it is something deeper than Bauddhika Jnana. Let us give a name to it. Temporarily let us give a name to it. It is called Sakshatkaraha. You need not call it Sakshatkara Jnana. Not necessary. It is enough because Kara is Avyaya. It is used Akara, Makara, etc. Sakshatkaraha. That is called Avagatihi. Another name, another synonym for Avagati. So Avagati Paryantam. So Sakshatkara. Now this Bauddhika Jnanam, which is the Vedanta Shastra Panditya, he is putting it as Tritiya Vibhakti. You see, next to Vakya you say, Phala Vishayatva Ichchayaha Jnanena Hi Vamanena Avagantu Mishtam Brahma. You see, so Avagati he says, and then jnana, he did not give up jnana. He converted into tritiya vibhakti and made it into a sadhana. And he explained his own Tritiya Vibhakti by using the word Pramanena. You see, Jnana and Pramana, they are synonyms. You know that. Jnayate anena, iti jnanam, karanam jirpatti. Therefore, the bauddhika jnanam plays the role of karana. And another name for pramana. What is the pramana nirvachanam? Pramana, pramayaha karanam pramanam. Therefore, you study Vedanta Shastra and understand in the buddhi. In the buddhi you understand. You understand everything in the buddhi or through the buddhi or with the buddhi. That is the bauddhika jnanam. This bauddhika jnanam is needed because it is the pramana. It is the means, it is not the goal. It is the means. Therefore, scholarship is only a tool. Therefore, there is something deeper than knowing. If you call scholarship as jnanam, then what is jnanam? Knowing, you know, jnanam is knowing. So that is the process of knowing. That's why it is called mechanical process of knowing. So that is the jnanam. And that is the pramana. So that helps you to know, to go deeper and use it as a tool. Bauddhika jnana is used as a tool, and then you realize. Now I have to give English word also. I gave only Sanskrit word avagatihi sakshatkaraha. Now I am giving you an English word for that. Realization. You see, till then it is not real for you. It is there in the book. It is not real for you. Now it is real for you. Okay? That to make it real. Realize means what? I-S-E, eyes. What was not real earlier, now it has become real for me. That is sakshatkara. Just bear with me. I'll be saying a few more things about it. So, what is this word sakshatkara? That is one thing you have to know. But before I come to that, let me say this. Dashamastvamasi, tatvamasi, these are the vakyas. What is the experience? What is, you take the drishtanta of dashamastvamasi. So you all know the story. I need not repeat it. So that wise man tells this crying person that somebody is lost. He is crying. And the wise man tells dashamastvamasi. So wise man asks him, why are you crying? We lost the 10th person. We gained all the 9 from the river, but the 10th we lost. So, therefore I am crying for the Dashama. And then the wise man tells Dashamastvamasi. And that is the Shabda. That Shabda, first he hears the Shabda, the Aindriyaka. He has to hear it. And then the Aindriyaka is converted into Bauddhika. Even when you call it Bauddhika, Aindriyaka is involved in it. And it becomes Bauddhika. What is the Bauddhika? The 10th man, this gentleman is telling me that the 10th man is myself. That is the Bauddhika Jnanam. That Bauddhika Jnanam ignites something within him. And he says, aha moment happens. Happens or not?
Yes.
That is called avagatihi. That aha moment is avagatihi. And for that aha moment to happen, aha moment or yureka moment, for that to happen, the statement dashamastvamasi iti vakyam is not the printed vakyam. Vakyam is not the spoken vakyam. Vakyam is not the heard vakyam. Vakyam is the understood vakyam. That is vakyam. That helps, that acts as a tool to ignite that realization. Yes, he says. And therefore, the vakyam is pramanam. And the vakya jnanam is always in the form of vritti, mind modification. Earlier, what was his mind? I lost the 10th man. I am very unhappy. That was the unhappy state of the mind. And that mind is now modified. How modified? The 10th person, as this gentleman says, a wise man, he is telling me that the 10th person is myself. That is the vakya understanding. Rindibodhigajnanam. That bodhigajnanam ignites the realization. You know how the realization will be in that example? Yeah, true. That is the realization. Now you tell me, first he hears the wise man's statement and he considers it. He knows that statement and then he realizes it. Is it not so? Yes. Can I not divide it like that for the purpose of analysis? Can I not put it like that? Yes. I can. Emandi, what are you saying? Dashamastvamasi. Dashamastvamasi, what does it mean? You, he says you. You mean that is I, the tenth man. That is why I am crying for the tenth man. Oh, I am the tenth man. That is what this gentleman is telling. That is, he is understood. That is the bodhika jnana. And then, yeah. Therefore, in that aha moment, there is no vritti. But in understanding dashamastvamasi, there is a vritti. That's why, in understanding the sentence dashamastvamasi, I am the one who understands the sentence, and dashamaha is an object of that sentence, and there is a gap there. I am looking at dashama there, as if it is the other. Therefore, vritti jnanam is always like that. It has the known and it has the knower. That is the dashamastvamasi vritti jnanam. And now, in the aha moment, that vritti jnanam, which is associated with the division of knower and known, it merges. And there is only one realization. Out of that realization, all sorrow is gone. And he is now, his search for the tenth man is over. So take it like that. That example, you take it like that. Therefore, now you apply that example to Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi is the Pramana Vakya. Now it is called Jnana. Through that Pramana Vakya, a Sakshatkara happens. Therefore, the Jnana should not stop at the Saksha Pramana Vakya Jnana level. It should go to Avagati, Avagati Paryantam. Even Tattvamasi, you know how the realization happens? See, Tattvamasi realizes this Aparoksha Sakshatkara. Sakshatkara is also called Aparoksha. So I hear Tattvamasi and now I understand this statement. He says that I am searching for God. He comes and says that God I am. That is the Bauddhika Jnana. And then I look at myself. And what is the Brahma? Brahma is Purnam. Brahma is Purnam. That fullness is Brahma. Brahma is not a particular thing. If it is a particular thing, there will be a contradiction. And there cannot be any Avagati. Avagati, how can there be Avagati? When I am a thing and Brahma is another thing, there cannot be an Avagati. As long as I am a thing, Brahma appears as another thing. So Brahma is not a thing, I am also not a thing. So, therefore, as long as I take myself to be a particular thing and Brahma is another thing, there is no Avagati. But then what happens is, in that state of myself, in which there is no cover of desires and fears, and there is no body identification, there is no desires, no fears. In that, that means all the covers of the mind, which cover my true myself, they are gone. All the restrictions of myself are gone. And I have become like an I, which is not bounded by the body mind and its restrictions. And that I is realized as same as Brahma. And therefore, this understanding of the Brahma through the Vakya Tattvamasi, it goes and finds its culmination in the realization of myself as the Purnam. That is called Avagati. For the present, take it like that. Okay? A lot more will be said about it eventually. Are you satisfied with that Tattvamasi? So, and Sanvachyayaha means Sanpratyayavachyayaha Ichchayaha Karma Jnanam. That Jnanam you do not keep it as pramana jnanam, pramana rupa jnanam. Pramana rupa jnanam is not that is only jnanena hi pramanena avagantum ishtam. So pramana rupa jnanam is not the phalam. He is talking of the phalam. Phalam, you know what is the phalam? That Brahma I am, that Pratyaga Bhinna Brahma Sakshatkaram Phalam. That is the phalam. And if it is the phalam, the pramana rupam jnanam, that pramana rupam jnanam mane, the vakyam is pramanam, and that you have heard and considered it and understood it. That is the pramana rupam jnanam. That is not the phalam. That is indeed sadhanam. It is the means, it is the tool by which you reach the phalam. Therefore, you put tritiya vibhakti to it and make it karanam. Therefore, he says, jnanena hi pramanena. So the knowledge of the vakya jnana, which is the pramana, with that, ishtam avagantum ishtam, sakshat kartum ishtam brahma. Therefore, the pramana jnana, the vakya jnana, which is the pramana, helps you to gain that avagati in that way. And therefore, the vakya jnana, now by saying that vakya jnana, which is the pramana, it is a means for reaching the avagati, you have incorporated shastram pramanam, that is also incorporated. Okay? There are one or two more issues there. The issue is, what is the job? I will take care of this tomorrow, okay, in the evening class. You think about whatever is said up to you. Om Purnamada 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 Pur